This is the Reverend Christy Hoard from St. John's Episcopal Church in Pensacola, Florida. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast, St. John's Talks, a collection of sermons, interviews, and speaker events here at St. John's Episcopal Church. I hope you enjoy.
In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Earlier this morning, some of you were in here and we did Stations of the Cross. A group of us gathered down at the tax collector's office and sweated our way down through the stations here. And at each place, there is a person we encounter. At each station, there's a moment. And as we were walking, and there's this mantra that was saying, Holy God, Holy and Mighty, Holy and Mortal One, have mercy upon us. And it's written that way because it becomes a mantra, and it's a rhythm. And you find that after a while, your body starts to breathe into the rhythm. Your steps start to follow into the rhythm. And it's this rhythm as we make this journey to the cross. And along this journey, it's amazing how much that can happen in this one, you know, what we consider to be these hours of Jesus' life. First, he was condemned to death, and we follow him as he carries the cross. He encounters his mother. Another man comes who is a member of the community to carry his cross because he is now too weak to do so. He falls. He gets back up. He falls again. He gets back up and falls again. He encounters the women of Jerusalem who are weeping. And then he is lifted high on the cross, and we are told that this suffering is for us. So last night, as we did a night watch, some of you were here and stayed late into the night. I was reading a book, and it's about the Psalms. And it's written by a man named Eugene Peterson, which I have mentioned before, one of my favorite authors. He is also a pastor, or was a pastor, has since died. But he reflects on the Psalms and how the Psalms in our life, and today we read Psalm 22, the Psalms that they take us through the journey of the human life. And he goes, and what happens is if we focus so much on the resurrection on Easter, which we were all eager to do, we miss the part of human life that is suffering. That suffering is an innate part of being human. And if we believe that Jesus is God, God is a person who came down to be with people, to show the true way that God wants us to follow and be, if we believe that, then we can infer that Jesus' life represents to us what God understands about our own humanity. And today, it is very clear that God understands our suffering. Eugene Peterson says that there's, for lack of a better word, he doesn't use it, but I have this Pollyanna idea that everything will be okay, that all things will be happy, and that there's almost, when people are found in a low place, it's almost like there's something wrong and we need to fix it. And Eugene Peterson says, no. Sometimes what we need is for someone to sit with us in our pain and sorrow. That embracing the idea that life lived will have some suffering, and it will vary from person to person. I'm sure all of you at some point in your life have experienced some level of suffering. When we're young, we think our suffering is because a kid was a bully, or we think our suffering is because a boyfriend or a girlfriend broke our heart, and yes, that is suffering, and then as we get older, the suffering can be bigger and have more problems. The repercussions get larger, but the thing is in human life, we have suffering. And that rather than trying to push it away, Eugene Peterson says, embrace it. Let it be, because God is there in the suffering. as much as God is there in your joy. I have a hard time with the phrase, everything happens for a reason. Some of you may have heard me share that. Because ultimately, I believe that God desires all of us to live a joy-filled, unproblematic life. But God also knows that we live in a place and a time on earth with human beings. And I don't know how much of Scripture you're familiar with, but human beings can really mess it up. And God chose to come down into the muck of humanity and embrace suffering in the most horrific way. To be betrayed by friends. To be crucified by his own people. To be misunderstood on a massive scale. So today, friends, on this Good Friday, I always thought, Good Friday. As we look towards Easter Sunday, I have a friend, he always says, you can't have Easter without Good Friday. The invitation is that we can reflect on the pain and the sorrow that has occurred in our life and know that God is right there. In every moment, in every place. And that God understands it in a way that most of us cannot. That Jesus did this for us to take on the pain and suffering of the world. Often some of it self-inflicted, to take on the suffering and to show there is new life on the other side. And that, my friends, is what we look toward for Sunday. But today I invite us all to sit with knowing that God is with us, that Jesus understands, and that new life is always on the other side.